In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we heard from Abuna, today is like we are chanting with joyful hymns because the church today is pointing for us as the fifth Sunday, and it happened to be 29th of the month, so that we are celebrating the annunciation of the Archangel Gabriel to Saint Mary that she will conceive and carry Christ in her. So, as we heard in the Gospel, it says that now in the sixth month of the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. And then when the angel approached Saint Mary, he told her, "Rejoice, O full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And then he told her, "You also, for you have found favor," or "you have found the grace with God." So today is it's called the gate of all feasts. Today is the day that all humanity was waiting for, that the Messiah, the Savior, and it happened to be the Logos, God, the incarnate Logos, to come among us and in us. So the infinite become finite and came to the world. So today let's talk about what does it mean, what is grace? Because the angel came to Saint Mary and he told her, "You are full of grace," even before she had Christ in her. So that's a kind of annunciation to all the world about the life of Saint Mary before having Christ, before being conceiving in Christ. She is full of grace. To look at grace from the beginning, you have to go back in Genesis and to look in the very first chapter, the very first few verses in Genesis. It says that the Spirit of God was hovering over the darkness and void universe. There was no universe. There was just a kind of unformed, formless and void thing. And now the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, was hovering. And the word hovering is like hugging, kind of. So that's itself, that was by the grace of God. There is nothing, no one did anything from the universe to deserve that. However, this is the first grace of God to the whole creature, that His Holy Spirit came and to give life. And then life started as the grace. So this grace was for all creature, us, animals, plants, everything. However, there was an extra grace for man, that God, when He started to form man, He said, "Let us make man." And it's a kind of, one of the church father, I think, St. Gregory of Nyssa, he said, that's a kind of, God, when He started to make man, He said, it's like a council of the Holy Trinity, "Let's make man. He's different. It's an extra grace." And He started to make man in His image and likeness. And to be an extra grace for all of us, God breathed in the nostril of Adam to have a life. And this is the grace we have above all the creature. We are image and likeness. We have the breath of life, the breath of God in us. And then, as we know, didn't last longer than three chapters, and then sin came, and then the grace of God departed from man. And the book of Genesis, by the Holy Spirit, explained it in a very beautiful way. He said that Adam was hiding from God who was calling him. He was hiding from grace by his own free will. He chose to live without this grace. He chose to be dead, as God warned him from the beginning. And the second thing, he felt that he's naked. He's naked. He's out of the grace of God. So the result is the image of God had been corrupted and without grace. So man, by his own free will, he refused God. And all this thousands of years, God was trying to prepare the humanity to receive the word of God, the Savior, until the fullness of age came, that Saint Mary came, and the archangel Gabriel announced that she is full of grace. Finally, someone come from the human race to go from this path of grace until she is full of grace. So she deserves an extraordinary grace from God to conceive Christ in her. That's why we have in every church we come, we have a very unique place for the icon. In the iconostasis, we have Saint Mary carrying Christ. This is in every church. When you go, you have to have, she is in the hand, at the hand right, in the hand right of Christ. But she is not alone, she is carrying Christ. As if the church is trying to tell us, this is our purpose. This is Christianity, is carrying Christ in us. So she was, we can say, she was the first literal Christian, that she carried Christ in her. That's a very fundamental and important message to all of us. This is our purpose, that God formed in us, and as St. Paul says in Galatians, that God يتصور المسيح فينا. God formed in us. She is telling us that the same faith and obedience, she received the call from God that you will carry Christ in you, and by faith and by obedience, she said yes. She has to say yes to happen, that God is offering the grace for all the humanity, and all the humanity representing by Saint Mary, who gave Jesus the human nature, she said yes. And instead of Adam, who said no in the paradise of, or the Garden of Eden, the man said no to this grace. It was called, Adam was called to go this path of grace to grace until to be full of grace and be communion with God and carrying God. And now finally someone came in the fullness of age, and she said yes. And that's the full, Jesus like the fulfillment of it. And this is the fulfillment also of the verse that I will live in them, move among them, I will be their God, and they will be my people. So God is the whole point of creation from day one, that God wants us to make us the temple. As St. Paul says, do not know that you are the temple of God and God's Spirit dwells in you. And that's why St. Paul, he kept using the word in Christ. And we are in Christ and Christ in us. This is the communion. This is the unity. That's why we are here today, to have Christ in us and to be in him. And that's why he is telling also Galatians that my little children, to whom that I am again travail atamachad, until Christ is formed in you. There was a nice story about that. It's like a new priest came to a village and he started to call people. So he called a small house, and the wife was answering the phone. Is like, and the question of the priest was like, does Christ live here? And she didn't know the answer. So when the husband came at the end of the day, she told him, the new priest called and he asked me a question, does Christ live here? And he was like, yes, of course. Why didn't you answer that? Like, we are a very respectable people. She's like, yeah, but this was not the question. He's like, yes, why didn't you answer him that we go to church every Sunday? And he says, yeah, I could say that, but this was not his question. Like, okay, why didn't you tell him that we pray every day and we read the Bible every day? I was like, sure, you didn't get the point. He was asking, does Christ live here? What is the point of the story? The point of the story is, what is Christian? We can say that Christian who believe in the creed, which is right. We can say that Christian, he is a good person in the society, and he's good, he's doing good, which is okay. And he is reading the Bible and he's praying, which is, yes, right. However, we are missing. With all of this, it makes us a good person, good people. However, we are missing the point. Does Christ live here? Does Christ live in my heart? Do I give him the chance to change my character and my personality to restore my image to his own image again? This is the question. Why? Because the word also is offering us another kind of grace. We can call it a cheap grace versus to the costly grace of God. Why it's costly? Because he paid for it. It costs him his life. It costs him his blood. It costs him the incarnation, coming and be in this world, and then the crucifixion, the burial, the death, and the resurrection, and ascension into heaven. This was the cost of the grace of God that is offering us today to conceive God as Saint Mary did. It was not just a call one time to Saint Mary. It's a call for us. However, the word is giving us another kind of grace. And it's funny that the word grace, usually now we can use it in the word, like you can say, the bank will give you a grace period. We can use the word grace in another thing. However, the word is offering us a cheap grace. The word is trying to change our identity by using even sometimes a godly words, a godly language. And it's up to me and you to open the door for which kind of grace. Which kind of grace we are open the door for. Either God to come and form it in me, dwell in me, change me the character of the heavenly character. It started here and fulfilled in heaven. With all that change will happen here, we will carry with us to heaven. So we will not go to heaven and start again as a child from zero. We will start from we are finished here. God is creating in us a heavenly identity, a heavenly character that it will live in harmony with all the heavenly forever, for eternity. So God is giving us this grace to form in us. So as Christian, Christ, if is not us, is not in us, so it's not for us, and did not save us. What do I mean by that? A lot of time we deal with Christ as from external only. I will do every good thing to satisfy you. Are you satisfied now? I will come to church. I will try to be good. I will do everything as if I'm dealing with you, but still to come and dwell in me, to let me give up a lot of stuff I'm doing, I'm happy, and I have the pleasure of the word, and I don't want to give up this. I'll give you an example of this one. There is a lot of examples, but for the sake of time, Hananiah and Sapphira in the book of Acts. What did it to deserve this punishment? So they figured out that it's very well known that whoever has a land like Barnabas, for example, he sell his land and he put the money under the feet of the apostles and disciples in the early church, the church of apostles. So they figured out, okay, let's do that. Let's be exalted among the church, be good people. However, we want to keep the money for ourselves. So it's still like, the thing is, I won't be just exalted as a good person, but in the meantime, I can't give up the love of money. So what I will do, there was no wrong if they told St. Peter that, here, this is the half of the money of the land. But they decided, you know what, no, we will have both. We will have the word and we have Christ itself. We will be exalted as rich people in the world and we'll be exalted as saints in the church. We will have both. And he went and to lie to the Holy Spirit in front of St. Peter. So the thing is, we have to accept either one. The grace of the word or the grace of God. Either to allow the word to shape us as per the definition, as per the pleasure of the word, or to allow Christ to shape us, to shape our character, to shape our personality as the new creation. As St. Paul is like, the newness of life. Everything is new. It's not about, I will do something here, I will be at the church, and I will also live. It's not about we are not calling the Christian to be separated from the world. Of course, even Christ in John 17, he didn't ask for that. He said, I'm not asking you to take them from the world, but to protect them from evil. We live in the world, however, the world does not live in us. Especially nowadays, we are always online, right? It's always on, everything is online. We became part of it. So it's not we are online in the world anymore. The world is online in us. So whenever we go, even when we come to worship, the world is online in us. It's not anymore we are online and offline, it's our choice. No, it's everything in here. The world is consuming us. The world is using every single thing that God created to be used by him. So God created our imagination to have ability to be in contact with us. He created mind. He created everything, whatever, name it. Hands and foot and eyes and everything. We can breathe so that he will use this in his glory. He will be formed in us. However, the world now, as if exactly the virus. Do you know how the virus works? The virus is not a living thing. He go and to attach to a cell, and then he start to use the cell, use the body, to produce more viruses. That's how it works. That's how the sin works. That's how the world is using us. So it's our choice, my friend, to open the door. And just to open the door, I will conclude that is like, it needs training, it needs a struggle or striving. Like St. Paul is using the example of the athletes. What the athletes do to win the marathon? If they have the marathon in 1 month, they have to discipline every single thing, time, food, sleeping, everything to win the marathon. So I can't imagine an athlete, so they have like in a week time a marathon, and he will come in the evening and eat yani mahshi and kushari. It will not happen. It will not happen. He has to say no to something. He has to sleep in a time. He has to eat some food. And he has to say no to other kind of food. He has to say no to drugs. He has to say no to late night anything. Because he is in a disciplined mood. And that's exactly what we need to do. This is not the way that we will conceive Christ. No, this is us saying yes to the grace of God. Saying yes by having some struggle. No pain, no gain. God will not enforce himself for us to be dwell in us. We have to say yes. Saint Mary had to say yes. Let it be as your word. And now we have the icon to remind all of us. We are called to be theophori, carrying of God, God bearers as Saint Mary. That's why we glorify her. And we have the icon in front of us. This is our purpose. Because we are all athletes. We have a marathon here in the world. And to gain the eternal life, but starting from here. By discipline, it needs discipline, it needs practice, it needs patience. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. السلام جودي يا risen from the dead on the third day. Fire
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pentecostor, Creator of the universe, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead according to the scriptures, ascended to heaven. He sits at the right hand of his Father, is coming in his glory, judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, spoke by the prophets. In Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sin. Tengo este volcha et enti anastasis en nierev mout nem bion gente bion es neio. Amen.
Le flogison.
Epiplus of Christos ite.
Get up now, my
God, the great and eternally formed man in incorruption and death which entered in the world. Through the envy of the devil you have destroyed by your life-giving manifestation of only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord have mercy.
Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, hypocrisy, and all malice, and all remembrance of evil, until death. And make us all worthy, our Master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation, we partake of your immortal and heavenly gift, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
بعدكم بعدا بقبلة مقدسة يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم نعم يا رب الذي هو يسوع المسيح ابن الله اسمعنا وارحمنا تقدموا على هذا الرسم قفوا برعدة وإلى الشرق انظروا ننصت
بشفاعة والدة الإله القديسة مريم يا رب خطايانا نسجد لك أيها المسيح معنا
created the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom? The angels, the archangels, principalities, authorities, thrones, dominion, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are he, around whom stand the cherubim full of eyes and seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim